WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
I'm so happy to welcome the Ducks to the WNRN studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
We made Leonard our spokesperson this morning. Good morning, Leonard.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in so early. I know that this is musician sleep time here at 9 a.m., but we're glad to have you here. Why don't you tell everyone a little bit about the history of the Ducks. First of all, probably a lot of people curious about how you came up with the name and spelled it that particular way.
Well, there's this really funny fella who used to live in Winnipeg. His name was Duck Donald, Duckworth Donald, a great bluegrass mandolin player and tenor singer. He used to go around with Kathy Fink back in her Winnipeg days. And, well, when we were starting the Ducks originally, we decided that the name had to have something with duck. But another part of the story, and probably the more true story, is that Christian and I used to be in a band many years ago called Scrooge McDuck. And that ended in 2001, and in 2002 we started the Ducks. And now after 6 years, Christian is back on the road with us. And we're reunited again, and we are all the Ducks. And people seem to remember the name, and it works well.
And a particularly interesting spelling, how did that come about? Is that just because of the history of the name?
Yeah, exactly. The other Scrooge McDuck was spelt kind of funny. And also, the Ducks spelt, as we mostly know it in the English language, is a copyright of the Disney Corporation. That wasn't going to work.
Okay, well, fair enough. I didn't even know that.
In case you were thinking
it's
about
for the
it.
Huey and Dewey Louie line of T-shirts.
Okay, all right. Okay, I see.
Well, you can get one of those, somebody.
Well, we're glad to have you here in the WNR studios playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge, and then you're going to head on down to North Carolina for a couple of dates down there later on in the week. Well, let's hear a tune from you all to start off our session. Which one are you going to start off with?
We're going to start off with the current single of the CD. It's a song written by a friend of ours from Winnipeg named Dan Frechette. It's called You Don't See It.
I'd hear sweet heaven sing your song, but I watch you from far, and my luck keeps dragging on. Will your eyes keep me up all night? You know they're stranded on my mind. I wanna get to love you, one kiss at a time. But you don't see it, you don't know. You don't feel it, you don't come, you don't suffer, you don't fall like the rain. Love has so many faces, and I wonder what my place is. Before you get to love me, a few hearts have got to break. I wish I could set your nights on fire. Wish the passion there weren't wrong. Everybody loves you, and I've strung my heart along. I can't wait forever, I can't break my heart like that. So why not call me in off your worn out welcome mat? But you don't see, you don't see it, you don't know, you don't feel it, you don't come, you don't suffer, you don't fall like the rain. Love has so many faces, and I wonder what my place is. Before you get to love me, a few hearts have got to thank you. You don't know, you don't feel it, you don't come, you don't suffer, you don't fall like the rain. You don't see, you don't see it, you don't know, you don't feel it, you don't come, you don't suffer, you don't fall like the rain. Love has so many faces, and I wonder what my place is.
WNRN. We have the Ducks here in the WNRN studios. They come to us from Winnipeg, Canada, and we're glad to have them here for the very first time in the WNRN studios. Have you guys ever played in Charlottesville before? I don't remember.
This is our very first time in Charlottesville.
Well, welcome to Central Virginia. Tell us a little bit about you came together with Christian and obviously some other folks over the years to form the Ducks. But I was reading this morning that Sarah, a newest member of the Ducks, and Christian, brother, sister, grew up in a musical family where all sorts of music was taking place. Is that true for most everyone in the Ducks in terms of just the wide variety of music that they were exposed to?
Yeah, we definitely have sort of our own stories and our own versions of being in musical situations. Sarah and Christian come from a very famous Winnipeg family because... their father is a very famous producer and musician, and their mother is a great multi-faceted entertainer and producer, and they both have many ties in the community, and so they pass that on to all their kids, and so Christian and Sarah's siblings are both artists. Her sister Annick sings in a band called Chic Gamine, and their little sister Kellyanne is a dancer, but they're all very widely respected in the city. And Tanya's been playing since she was very young, and same thing for Jordan and myself. And so I came at it through the Winnipeg Folk Festival, growing up around there and having a big record collection and a banjo picking dad kind of thing. But yeah, we've all been encouraged from very early on and nurtured along the way by our folks.
Well, it's a really, for me anyway, a really great combination of folk music. Obviously, listening to the three American releases, and I know that you had a previous one before you started issuing your CDs on Sugar Hill Records, a combination of, you know your tunes, your traditional tunes. But tell us a little bit about the scene in Winnipeg. You talked about this, the Winnipeg Folk Festival. What other influences kind of generate what the Ducks do?
Well, I think the five number one influences of the music that the Ducks make is, in fact, the musicians and the Ducks. We all come from the musical taste that exists within the van, so to speak, is very wide and encompasses quite a bit. We all have a lot of common ground in styles that we all have respect for, but we're all sort of expertise. We all have certain areas of expertise, and so it's finding a way that those different genres can cohabitate in a creative and organic way that kind of makes sense, that isn't too far of a stretch, and we can celebrate the relationships the musics have with each other, as opposed to kind of ignoring the similarities and sort of trying to break down the walls of attitudes, musical attitudes, I guess. And
well, this morning I played a tune off one of the first albums, which was the Sting song, Love is the Seventh Wave.
Cool.
Which also has a kind of a tag on of a more traditional sounding tune at the very end. And I just kind of like that combination of kind of pop music with, you know, a traditional overlay, I guess, to a certain degree.
Well, one time when we were... In the early years of the band, I had a conversation with Jordan, and we were listening to some punk rock in the van. And not that the Sting song is anything like that, but like punk rock and old-time music have a lot in common. They're very linear, I guess you could say, like they and driving and there's like this groove that happens, this kind of sort of hard to explain on the radio with my hand signals, but there's sort of like an aura or an air in the room that happens, just this intensity. And so that's why you see a lot of punk rock musicians gravitating to old time music and vice versa. So it's just music. You know, people ask us, what kind of music do the Ducks play? And we've come up with all kinds of really ridiculous phrases and sayings, but really it's just music. All music has a lot in common, and just like the people move, the music moves, and so obviously it changes and gets affected along its journey, but just like we do. It's not such a stretch for us, I guess.
Well, what are you guys listening to in the van these days, just out of curiosity?
Well, our tour manager drives, so he gets to pick the music.
It's gone to the point where we all just wear our iPods.
Well, what's hot in your iPod mix, Leonard?
Oh, I don't know. Nothing very... I really love the Bothy Band. My favorite record these days is by a friend of mine named Shamie O'Dowd, who used to play in a great Irish band called Dervish. And he's this great... he's a great Irish fiddle player and guitar player, but you give him a slide and the Delta Blues and away he goes. He's an amazing dude. And also there's this great band called Bellowhead that I love.
All right. Tanya, what about you? What are you listening to?
I just listened to Poses by Rufus Wainwright yesterday. I thought that was fantastic. I'll listen to just about anything. I really like listening to people with really great voices, which is why I'm happy to be in this band.
And Sarah, what about you? What are you listening to?
I was recently listening to a man named Patrick Watson from Montreal. He's kind of an up-and-coming singer-songwriter and has this really kind of dreamy sound and really, really fun, kind of Jeff Buckley crossed with maybe some Radiohead, something like that. It's kind of a crazy mix, but really great artist, and I was just listening to that.
Jordan, what about you?
Can you hear me if I talk in here?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Oh, great.
He's got the disco mic, for those of you who don't know.
This is a pretty sweet little retro number right here.
It is. It's a nice microphone. What are you listening to?
back to conversation.
Yeah, again. Yeah, got to keep it going.
I'm the punk rock listener in the band, and I was listening a lot to Against Me recently, and a band called Mastodon as well. They've got a record called Blood Mountain that's pretty awesome.
Lovely.
And Christian, what about you?
One of my all-time favorite albums is Jeff Buckley, Grace. I love that record. And then to like Jimi Hendrix Band of Gypsies, to a great band from New York, which consists of Afro-Cuban hip-hop kind of flavors called Yerba Buena, which I really love. So that's a few.
All right. Well, we got the Ducks in the WNRN studio. One more tune for us this morning. Leonard's tune it up. Are you ready?
You want me to introduce this one so you can tune it
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I agree. Just like on stage.
I agree. All right. Well, this one is a song that was inspired by a man named Fela Kuti, who's another one that I listen to a lot. He's a rebel and revolutionary from Nigeria. He used to play in his club called The Shrine all night long. He just had this massive entourage of people, his musicians and singers. And on stage, there would be, on average, somewhere between 20 to 50 people. And he expressed all his political views through music. And he started a whole style of music called Afrobeat music. And so he inspired me to write this next song, which is also the title track of the new record called Fast Paced World. Isn't it just story of our lives? We've forgotten what is sacred. We've forgotten what is sacred. And not love, not culture. I'll show you the way. I know all the ins and outs, how this world should be turned in.
With God as my leader, I feed you all kinds of lies. You will believe me, cause even God has lost his name with time. Time after time, his name has been misused. Manipulation through fear to get you to adhere. Empty threats without proof only leads to paranoia. We don't think for ourselves, then what do we got? We've forgotten what is sacred in this fast-paced world. Take and keep taking without thinking of what we're giving. For nothing is sacred in this fast-paced world. Not law, not culture, not family or major. Suburbia land where everything is made easy. Don't worry, we'll wipe you clean of your identity. Markets and box malls for your convenience. All the mall and pop stores no longer at your allegiance. With cookie cutter houses, cars and jobs, we'll all be the same. We won't have to think anymore about our neighbors gossiping, about our freaky differences. We won't have to worry, won't have to take any chances. We've forgotten what is sacred in this fast-paced world. We take and keep taking without thinking of what we're giving. Oh, nothing is sacred in this fast-paced world.
WNRN with the Ducks in the WNRN studios. And they're playing tonight at the Gravy Lounge. Thank you so much for coming in this morning and playing live in the WNRN studios. It's really been my pleasure to have listened to your music for a long time, and it's a treat to have you here. And good luck on your tour. And we just really like this new album a lot, so I'm glad to have you here for this album as well as I'm looking forward to tonight when I'm sure you play a wide range of the music that you've put out over the years. Again, well, thanks so much to everyone for coming
thanks
in this morning.
Thank you.
Suzanne.